This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, which airport lounges are legit and which offer just stale crackers. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we're taking you on an extraordinary trek to the cultural core of the Kingdom of Bhutan, a land tucked into the eastern Himalayas. But unlike some rugged Himalayan routes, this trail is refreshingly gentle. But don't let its ease fool you. It's a path rich in heritage, spirituality, and stories. Go Nomad writer Chin Liang Te took this walk. The Trans-Bhutan Trail is a sacred thread that once united the country's religious, cultural, and political centers. And now it's open again. Joining us is Dorji Drudge, former Director General of Bhutan's Tourism Council, who will guide us through this powerful journey across the land of the Thunder Dragon, spanning 250 miles from Ha in the west to Trashigang in the east. This trail weaves through 27 villages and 9 districts, linking temples, fortresses, forests, and farmlands. It's Bhutan's original highway, long before cars and pavement ever came along. Back in the 1500s, this was the country's main artery. Monks traveled between dzongs, fortified monasteries. Merchants carried goods across valleys, pilgrims walked to sacred sites, and royal messengers delivered decrees. This was Bhutan's lifeline, its heart. But by the early 1960s, motor roads arrived, and over time, the trail slipped into obscurity. It was forgotten, overgrown. Until 2018, when His Majesty, the King of Bhutan, launched a national movement to restore the trail. Dorji was appointed to lead the effort in partnering with the Bhutan Canada Foundation to revive what was once a sacred path. And on September 22, 2022, it was officially reopened. Dorji was there for the inaugural 5-hour walk, a symbolic return, a personal milestone. The trail today is moderately easy. It crisscrosses motor roads so hikers can jump in or out as needed. It rolls through peaceful valleys and ancient forests. Sure, there are a few high passes. Some climb up to 4,000 meters, so be ready for altitude. But for the most part, it's a calm and immersive hike. Walking the full trail takes over a month, but you need to do it all 250 miles at a time to feel its magic. Dorji recommends shorter sections that deliver just as much wonder, such as the trip between Ha and Paro takes you through peaceful pine forest, high alpine meadows, and local folklore at every turn. From Tashula to Panaka, wander through villages and descend into the lush Panakra Valley, home to one of Bhutan's most iconic dzong, which is those fortified monasteries. From Trangsa to Bumthang, hike through ridgelines and sacred sites, walk in the steps of monks and royal messengers. From Ura to Sengor, raw nature and remote serenity. Perfect if you're looking to disconnect and breathe. Along the way, you can stay with local families, help out on farms, and enjoy Bhutanese home-cooked meals by the fire. It's not just a hike, it's a deep dive into tradition and hospitality. The Bhutan is a biodiversity treasure trove. As you walk, you'll pass groves of blue pine, rhododendron, bamboo, and oak. In spring, wildflowers bloom, and in higher altitudes, you might see edelweiss or medicinal plants rooted in ancient Bhutanese healing practices. Wildlife lovers take note. You could spot musk deer, Himalayan black bears, red pandas, and, in the most remote corners, even the elusive clouded leopard. Red pandas, especially, are a highlight. Small, fox raccoon-like mammals with reddish-brown fur and gentle eyes. And if you're a bird nerd, you're in luck. Bhutan hosts over 700 species of birds. Keep an eye out for the vibrant Himalayan monal, blood pheasant, rufous-necked hornbill, and the regal white-bellied heron. In the right season, you might even catch a glimpse of the graceful black-necked crane. Are you into sports? Certain segments of the trail in Bhutan are ideal for mountain biking and trail running. Annual events like trail marathons have become popular, drawing athletes and adventurers alike. To Dorji, this trail is more than a hike. He calls it Bhutan's living cultural corridor. Find out more about hiking in Bhutan on GoNomad.com.
Looking for a quick, engaging travel inspiration? Travel Intent is your go-to. Hosts David Brody and Tim Johnson have explored over 145 countries and bring their expertise to highlight a new destination each week in just 10 minutes. You'll love their tips and stories. Listen now at voyescape.com.